Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the very first episode of 2020.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Wow. We are in a totally new decade.
It's kind of mind-blowing if you think about it. With being look, I'm about to disclose our ages here, but we're 80s babies, and you know, this is now what, our third decade. Like, it's crazy.
But nonetheless, we are so excited for what's ahead, especially with Kiss Socks and Motherhood. Once again, we thank you all so much for just riding the waves with us, for your support, for sharing the podcast, for telling your mom, your cousin, your sister, your neighbors, for your aunties, everybody. You guys have been amazing. And Shout out to Alana. We did a gift card giveaway for $20 to Starbucks, and Alana won the drawing. So if you're listening, congratulations. I hope you're enjoying that gift card.
Go ahead, get you some drinks or some coffee.
I know, right? Right.
Smoothie, cappuccino. Enjoy.
So today we are just gonna do like a reflection. You know, just share with you guys some of the things that we have been reflecting on from the previous year, some things that we learned, and some things that we are looking forward to with this new year and new decade. So,
yeah,
Kelly,
sure.
Kelly.
Yes,
I'm putting you on the spot today.
Okay, go ahead. You know I'm ready. You want me to go ahead and just jump in on something in regards to reflection? Because I'm ready to share.
I see. I feel like you got a lot on your mind. So let's go and get to it.
I can't wait to share this with other moms-to-be, grandmas, everybody, uncles too. But I feel like from this past year, it really put in perspective for me what it takes to be a stay-at-home mom and still be able to continue your passions. Mm-hmm. I feel like as moms, we get wrapped up in so many things that we forget sometimes because we're moving so fast. Like, you know, and a lot of times, and shout out to our partners because they hold us accountable when we find ourselves just moving so quick that we forget to think about certain things because, you know, they're thinking for us at times. So shout out to y'all, like for real, like you guys are like our A1 since day one, as they say, quote unquote. But no, I really was able to take away and learn that I don't have to lose myself with being a stay-at-home mom. You know, you hear people write about like, you know, you forget to do these things, or, you know, you're forgetting about yourself, or you're doing these things. And it's just like, why do we have to always keep that mindset? You know, as moms, like, why do we always have to feel like we can't, but everybody else around us can? Like, why do we lose that piece of who we are? Because yes, when this child is born, life changes 100%.
It does.
But that doesn't mean that we have to lose ourselves in the midst of it. If anything, I feel like we gain more, mm-hmm. right? Because you carried a spirit. I'm just going to say you carried a spirit within you. Like that's a gift beyond measures. So that already makes you like, you know, God body in a sense, like, because you carry life. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Anything, I don't see you as losing yourself. You gain so much more. And I just want to say to all my stay-at-home moms out there, this is like your first rodeo experiencing what it means to stay at home. Just know you don't have to lose yourself. You can still be you, do the things that you continue to love, and you don't have to wait until the child is like 5. You don't. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or you don't have to wait till like they're like, you know, 18 or whatnot. That's
really good.
Mm-hmm. And I want to expound on that too when you're finished.
No, I was just going to say, Vesta, please chime in. I'm curious about your thoughts in regards to my statement.
Yeah, so when you're talking about that, one of the things that came to mind as I was reflecting is, you know, for me, 2019 was almost like a year of just rediscovering who I was outside of being a wife and a mom. Because like you said, you know, you can get caught up in those roles mm-hmm. of, you know, serving, you know, your husband and your partner, and then serving, you know, your children and taking care of the house and things like that. And so being that I've been at home for a little over 2 years now, I feel like my head is coming above the water and I can breathe a little bit, and I've kind of got a little grip on what it takes to navigate, you know, life in home as a stay-at-home mom. So mm-hmm. I really connected with you on that point, because like you said, as moms, just because we're moms and, you know, we have husbands or spouses or significant others, that doesn't mean that we're not still our own individual selves first, because mm-hmm. we were Kelly and Vesta before we became, you know, somebody's, you know, spouse and mom. So I think for me, the biggest thing was like you said, the year of kind of like just rediscovering yourself, rediscovering your passions, awakening those things that, you know, you once liked and, you know, you once, you know, pursued, and just going for it. So
I cannot stress this enough. Like, the idea of travel, like if people know, like if you really know Vesta and myself, y'all would know that the one thing about us is like we really love to travel, like
yeah,
big time. And this year for me, I was able to fully get that back. Put in mind, I've traveled the past years, you know, we've done trips, but I was able to get back to like my momentum of really traveling and being able to share that experience with the kids. And that was just like the greatest experience. I was like,
you left me behind. I'm mad. I'm salty. I'm just okay.
Look, I asked you when we going on a vacation. But no, for real, it was just like, it felt so good to be able to like prioritize and just realize like, okay, this is doable. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, let's cut back on certain means of things that are not necessary and do stuff that you actually love. Like, people think, you always hear the phrase that we have one life to live, right?
Right.
And, you know, all this other stuff. But the thing about it is that's false, because we live every day. So you're living multiple lives every day. So think about it. So like, if you're at this age, you're 25, you've lived, I can't count the days, but that's 25 years worth of days, right?
Right.
And technically you only die once, right? So it's right. like, every day is an opportunity to outlive the day that you had the day prior.
That's
so
good.
Why not do it, you know? And that's why I say to you moms out there, just to realize that outlive your day before, you mm-hmm. know, with a new baby, with older kids, just do and be.
And like you said, one of the important things, because, okay, I'm on a rabbit trail, but also as a parent, one thing that I've seen over the years and that I'm learning, but like you said, experiences is what matter, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. allowing your kids to, you know, see different parts of the world or the country, or just in introducing them to just different things outside of, you know, your normal routine of quote unquote fun or play, introduce mm-hmm. them to some things that they, you know, may not have, you know, done before. And also too, Kelly, like you said, managing your money so that you can fit those family vacations into the budget. If you have to cut back on fast food, you have to cut back on, you know, extracurricular activities, whatever it is, by all means, it is possible, but it's all about planning and prioritizing so that you can, you know, have the funds or the means to make those memories that will last a lifetime, you know?
Most definitely. I cannot agree with that statement, you know. And it's just, I think a lot of times, and I hear people, like my most recent trip, I traveled with the kiddos by myself and things like that, and people are like, how do you need support, do you need help? And I was like, thank you for the help, but we've been doing this, and as you can see, the kids are great because they are accustomed to doing stuff like this,
right.
And when that made my heart smile, because it was like, I'm proud of myself for, you know, pushing the limits, stepping outside that box and not limiting anything when it comes to our family unit. And I just want to share that with people around me, like, you can really do it. And this is just like a big reflection that I gained from 2019 thus far. Like, that was one of my biggest things. But I'm not going to over talk, so I'm going to let Vesta go ahead and tell me something that she reflected on for 2019. So go ahead, Vesta.
I agree. You know, we agree on most of the things when it comes to parenting and just life, period. But some of the other things that I've just thought about too, since becoming a mom. Now I'm in, 2 years in the game, a little bit over 2 years in the game. And one thing that I did think about is that there is no cookie cutter style for parenting. Mm-mm. There is no cookie cutter style. Do what works best for you and your baby, your kids, your household. Just do what works best for you. And I think that's something that I took away from 2019 and the year before as I'm growing as a mom, is that, you know, what works for one family or one mom may not be something that works for me, and vice versa. And you know what? That is okay, because we're all different, and most importantly, our kids are different, you know? So that's something that I took away from 2019, and it kind of just helps take the pressure, you know? It helps take the pressure off of you, so that, you know, you can just do you as a mom, you know? This is how our daily routine flow is, and I'm okay with it, you know? So
trust me, I'm laughing because and we joke about this often, that we got gangsters.
Yeah, we do.
And they're smart gangsters.
Okay? Extremely. Like, oh my goodness.
Geniuses. Like, these are genius gangsters. If y'all, let me tell y'all, if y'all were to ever interact with our children, Vesta's son and my two kids, y'all would be like, oh my gosh, these are such sweet kids. And we'll both look at you like, they can be. They really can be. Mm-hmm. But then you realize, like, these kids,
they are something else.
Yes, that's why the idea of parenting is, you know, I just, why I laugh so hard, because, you know, the people be like, well, this is a way to do parenting. You cannot parent gangster geniuses by a rule book. No, ma'am. You cannot, okay? Like, you literally are learning day to day with these little people what works best. Because something that might have worked yesterday,
exactly,
is not going to work today.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to adjust with them and go with that flow.
Mm-hmm. Because they get smarter. Like, the smarter they become, the more you're just like, dang, you figured it out, right? So then you have to be more creative and, you know, work out and figure out certain things. And I've learned so much just within the process of the parenting aspect of things, that I have blown my own mind, literally blown my own mind this past year of like, okay, so this is what my patience is with this type of parenting style. This is what the strength is of my spouse when it comes to, like, you know, teaching a particular lesson. And I know that I can't just do certain things for myself. Like, when I tell you, this year of reflections have been just like mind blowing. And I realized with certain things that, that whole idea of being super mom, that's out the window.
Like, oh my gosh, that was next on my list. Look at you, you're shaking your head. No, seriously, that was next on my list, because baby, whew, you get tired, you can't keep up with it. Like, you start off trying to be superwoman, and I don't know if we consciously do it or if it's just something that comes natural in the beginning that we feel like we have to do. But that is something that
is passed down. I feel like people talk about it and they're like, this is like the expectations of what you're supposed to do. Especially if you think about like my grandmother's generation, like, she has so many kids, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, how did you manage all these kids? But then when I think back to it, I'm like, oh, but you didn't have all the kids in the house at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, it was like, you technically weren't being the superwoman, but you was being super, just not super all the time. So it's just like, I just feel like it's kind of passed down from generation to generation of like what that expectation is. And let me tell you, I am not domesticated. Is that what you call it?
I think that's what they call it.
No, I'm not. I shout out to the moms who do know how to be that, but Kelly ain't one of them.
And I mean, I cook a little bit, I clean a little bit, you know, I do a little laundry here and there, but
I don't stress myself out about it. I'll be like, if No, I don't. I learned this year not to stress about, like, if the laundry don't get done this week per se, I'm okay with that.
Girl, ask my husband. There are times where I didn't even get a chance to put the sheets on the bed yet. I'm like, this is day three. I guess I'll go ahead and put them on. But I feel you. And another thing that came to mind too, Kelly, like with the older generation, there wasn't an awareness of like your mental health. And yes. So I feel like us millennials, you know, we are more in tune and more self-aware of our emotions, our limits, to where the previous generation, you know, it was almost like they were, you know, feeling overwhelmed or feeling exhausted, but there was no name to put on those emotions. And also there's no one to, you know, just tell you how to deal with them. So therefore they had to, like, you know, push past those emotions and just keep going. You know what I mean?
And you wonder, you know, about our older, like the generation right above us, like why they have so many health problems, because they dealt with stress on on levels that I could only imagine, like the stress levels that they dealt with. And it's just, it's very mind-blowing, and it's very heartbreaking too at the same time, because they weren't able to really gain the wisdom and the knowledge like they wanted to, because they just had to manage and have to deal with and just endure
to survive.
Yeah, you know, and that's why I'm like, no, if I don't want to do that, I'm not going to do that. And I'm okay with that. Like, if you know, like, it'll get done. We're going to work it out. We're going to figure this out. We're going to do that. But I'm not going to stress myself out on something that can be done tomorrow.
Yeah. And I learned that, I think it was like my first year of being at home, where I was like, you know what? You know, your husband is not, you know, badgering you or, you know, telling you this and this and this, you know, this must be done. And so why are you putting that pressure? You know what I'm saying? Like, on yourself, like, your husband don't care if dinner's, you know, not ready when he gets home. So what? So, you know, hey, it's food in the refrigerator and he doesn't mind getting himself something to eat. So you shouldn't be stressing. And, you know, the laundry, like you said, the laundry and, you know, just other small things that we tend to just like overthink or whatnot. At the end of the first year, I was like, you know what, girl, just breathe, relax, you know? And so I think that just kind of helped me just ease a little bit more into motherhood by just giving myself that grace to go at my flow, go at my pace, and do what works for me.
Facts. Big facts. Big facts. But no, just again, just moms, aunties, cousins, whomever. I encourage you all to just sit back and reflect on what you've gained, you know, from this past time, and what you hope to kind of use what you've gained to be able to increase what you're going towards. Because if I had to kind of flip the script now, when it comes to certain things, I want to take the opportunity and just say, I'm ready to continue to increase the ability to parent the way I need to parent or how I'm parenting, and continue to gain that momentum with family and what we really desire to have, our outlook when it comes to life, and just continue to build upon, you know, things that actually make us truly happy and what makes us, you know, like those are the things that I'm super excited for, to look towards. And then for Kids, Socks, and Motherhood to just grow beyond belief, like for it to be able to touch and reach so many different people. And, you know, because we're coming from a very genuine place, and, you know, people don't understand that when it comes to the perspective, especially of the Black mom, things are a little different. And, you know, we get to talk about that, the Black stay-at-home mom, you know, because our population is very slim right now. So we're trying to have that opportunity to just engage those listeners who are in that same boat. So that's something that I just want to kind of put out there as far as like goal worthy for upcoming times.
So with that said, let's just go into just a few highlights. What were some highlights for you, Kelly? I was thinking about that. What were some highlights of 2019?
Let's see. I would say the biggest one is being able to see. Oh man, it's been so many. I'm just trying to see. It's just so many. I can't even like get one out. I don't know. It's so many. I can't narrow it down to one. So I'll just kind of go to like one of my hobbies. Okay. I'll narrow it from there. So one of my hobbies is traveling. And I think the biggest thing from that was being able to see Central America.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to see Central America.
I can't wait. I got to plan my trip.
That was just, it was breathtaking. Breathtaking, and just seeing the people there and embracing, you know, that culture. It was cool. It was cool. I can't wait to go back. I'm ready to explore a little bit more when I go back. So
that's cool. One of my highlights was actually starting this podcast with you. I couldn't wait to say that.
Yes, there you go. See, it was.
I know. I was
rambling in my head on so many different things.
That's okay. No, I was super excited to just share that because, you know, just looking back on where I was at, like mentally and emotionally, when you know Kelly called me to, like, hey, let's do this podcast. Like, I was in a semi good spot, or whatnot, but there was a still part of me that was just still almost kind of lost, and you know, lost in motherhood, lost in, you know, the role of a wife, and just finding my way back. And like I said, you know, with the podcast starting in September and up until now, I feel like it has just helped me to just like rediscover Vesta, helped me to not just talk about things pertaining to diapers and rashes and doctor's appointments and things like that, but it just helped, you know, it helped rekindle some things and some creativity that I've had and not really got a chance to just tap into. So shout out to my best friend Kelly for pulling me and saying, hey, let's get this podcast started so that we can, you know, reach other moms who may be in our situation or who may be dealing with, you know, the things that we are dealing with. So yes, Kiss Socks and Motherhood was definitely a huge highlight of my 2019.
There you go. See, you was able to narrow it down. I couldn't. I was just thinking about every category in my brain. Like, okay, do I say that one? Do I say that one? But yeah, because we'll be here all day. Because I had a bunch of highlights. Let me say.
Right.
But yeah, what else you got, Vesta?
Let's see here. I think we kind of just really took, I had took some notes, but I think we really touched on like the main things, as far as, just like the parenting and, you know, just discovery and just being patient and doing what works for you. I think that was like the main thing that I wanted to just talk about, as we reflected on 2019, but, moving forward, like we said in the beginning of the podcast, we are definitely looking forward to Kiss Socks and Motherhood just growing continuously, partnerships, sponsorships, all that good stuff. I'm super excited, and it's more than a podcast. It's a community. We have so many people that listen, who message us, who you know, just say, you know, they can relate, and just thanking us for just sharing our story, sharing our journey. And like I said, we're all in this together. It's a community. And so I'm truly excited about what 2020 is going to look like.
Let's do it. So don't forget, y'all can reach us on our social media handle, KSA_motherhood on Instagram. Shout out to us, reach out to us, talk to us. We talk back, we promise.
Yes.
And you can also reach us at our email, twomoms@ksam.info. We can reach you there as well. So just note that we are available in, you know, most suited places, and we hope to talk with y'all soon.